Leader, very good to see you. Welcome back, everyone. Today we are talking about how to have a conversation about money and financial values with your kids. I know you have three tips. So of course, teaching kids about money and financial values isn't just about preparing them for financial success. It's about teaching them responsible decision-making, boosting their confidence and independence, and reducing their vulnerability to scams and manipulation. So these are all really important life skills. And by and large, it seems like they're not learning this in school, but not necessarily the case for you, Peter.
Well, in North Carolina now, it's actually a requirement to have at least one financial literacy course before you graduate high school, which was refreshing to hear. And it's one of the courses that we helped to sponsor in a couple of the local area high schools here. So it was nice to learn that that was something that they were incorporating on a much larger scale than we could possibly take part in. But I have gone into the high schools on a number of occasions and taught a day or two of this class and some of the basics to the high schoolers, which, by the way, I went to the PTSA meeting and shared with parents some of those tips, and they were taking notes on things as simple as learn to sign your name, right? Learn your social security number. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about basics, it could be anything from just learning the value of money and how to count all the way up until, you know, adult children are still in many cases these days financially dependent on their parents. And if we had these kind of conversations at an earlier age, perhaps we could prevent some of that or at least give them some motivation to understand the value of money and what we're providing for them very early on and all through life.
Right. All right. So let's walk through those tips now. Your first tip is to tailor your approach to their age and understanding. So let's walk through children versus tweens and then to teens, please.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for children, it could be just the conversation about money. And again, as simple as counting and where possible. I know that we rely a lot on technology and digital currencies through the form of credit cards these days. And there's not as many cash transactions, but where you have that opportunity that there is a cash transaction, let them handle that transaction so they see the money going in, they know how much the item costs, they see it total up, they get the change. Those kind of just basic principles can then cascade into conversations about saving and about taxes and things like that. So give them an allowance so that they can make some of their own purchases, maybe something that is a little bit more advanced for the kids. And as we get into those tween and teen years, maybe they are working for some income, maybe they've got their first job. It could advance to the conversations about the importance of opening up a Roth IRA and about the difference between saving and investing and what is a bank for versus what is a retirement account for. And certainly a conversation about debt is important as well, trying to make sure that they understand that debt is an obligation that you are going to have to pay sooner or later. And if you choose later, it's going to be a higher, much higher amount. So where possible, instead of, we've got the ability to put almost anything on debt and credit these days, instead of doing that, maybe working and saving and having some delayed satisfaction and gratification by purchasing that item a little bit after the fact when you can afford it rather than mm-hmm. putting it on debt now. And a great conversation for the young ones when they want that little item, that something. Sure, I can buy it for you now in the store and you'll have to pay me when you get home. And when they get home, it's a few dollars more than what it costs in the store. Well, why is it that much? It was only this much in the store. Well, that's because you borrowed the money from me and I'm charging you a premium for it, an interest rate for it. So those kind of conversations should happen much, much sooner and much, much more often than they do.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, you know, maybe saving up for a big purchase, you know, have this kind of vision board or goal, something you maybe really want, a nice bike.
Right. Yeah. Or a video game system or a new video game, right? That's big for a lot of these kids these days, is that they want the latest, greatest system. Well, you may be stuck using that older, outdated system for a little while, maybe a couple birthdays, maybe a few chores around the house until you can save up enough to buy half or pay for all of that item. And the conversation between what is a need and what is a want is also a very important part mm-hmm. of understanding these things as well.
Mm-hmm. And that brings us to point number two, which is to use everyday opportunities to teach. So this is when you're walking through Target with the kids versus and they talk about what they need, right? Versus
right. Oh yeah. The kid needs everything, right? They need that toy, that stuffed animal, that new game. And speaking of games, like playing games with kids may be a good everyday opportunity. Monopoly, Life, things that we used to play around the kitchen table as a family really did have some financial value and understanding. Nobody loved when you had to pay taxes in Monopoly or when you had to mortgage properties or go bankrupt in Monopoly, right? I mean, I've seen videos of family fights where kids flip over the board, but that frustration factor, learning that as part of the game might help them avoid that kind of frustration in real life later on. You got to teach these kind of values. And eventually, remember, you know, we are going to pass on and there will be some legacy left. And that can be positive or negative. And it's not just the value, it's the values that we pass on to the next generation. That does not start when we pass assets and pass on. That starts when we have these conversations during life, and is very important to start as early and often as possible.
Mm-hmm. And then last, of course, lead by example.
Yeah. And you know, my son is super concerned with debt. And it may be part of, you know, the conversations that he hears around me
it may be,
you know, the kind of Dave Ramsey-esque model of living a debt-free life. And he has really taken that to heart. And he's constantly asking me, do we have a mortgage? How much do we have on the mortgage? Do we have any other debts? But those are conversations that he hears. And I also know that when I talk to people, they tend to really hold to those examples that they had when they were young, and they can go one of two ways with it. Either they want to follow in the footsteps of good examples, or they may have had bad examples and promised themselves at some point in time that they will never be in that kind of situation. So just try to be that good example for your children, for your grandchildren, and where possible, teach them the value of money, teach them the necessity of understanding money, teach them not to just rely on technology. I was actually speaking at a fraternity recently, and I said, you know, I know we all do digital banking, but do you think that if your credit card company or your bank made an error that was not in your favor, that they would come back and say, oops, my bad, let's correct that? And they thought that they would. No, they absolutely wouldn't. In fact, the banks made, I think it was like $6.4 billion in 2022 off of overdraft fees, non-sufficient fund fees, and ATM transaction fees. So that is a lot of money that's going out of our pockets to the bank's pocket just because we don't have that firm grasp on our finances. We got to teach that at a young age and reinforce it throughout a lifetime.
And just to kind of tie a bow on all this, I think some families, Peter, maybe are uncomfortable talking about money, but these are good examples, like entry-level conversations where we don't have to talk about salaries or things that some people feel uncomfortable talking about.
Indeed, it is a difficult conversation and people are close to the vest with their finances, but you don't have to divulge every penny that you have and where you have it to have basic conversations about money, about finances, about your hopes and dreams and goals and what you've done to work to achieve them throughout your lifetime. And maybe, you know, what you envision for the future and what you're doing now to make that happen and how you've handled certain things. You know, I do have a will and my legal documents in place. And you know, amongst the family, this is why I have trusted this person to handle these things, or at least this is the person. And make those wishes and desires known and documented, of course. I meet with a lot of people, you know, retirement age folks who still have not done those legal documents. That is an important part of this conversation as well, is that you've documented wishes and goals that, that you have with your money. So
I'm glad we had this conversation, Peter. I know this has been on your list of topics that you wanted to do for a while. So this was great. But if somebody wants your help to get the ball rolling with the conversation with their family, how can they reach you?
Yeah, give me a call, 919-300-5886, 919-300-5886. And actually, one of my favorite things is a multi-generational planning session. When parents bring in their children or their parents, when individuals bring in their parents as part of that conversation so that everybody's on the same page within the family, guess what? It is not just a factor of 1 + 1 = 2. It is an exponential factor that benefits the entire family. Mm-hmm. When you have these kind of conversations. So yeah, give me a call. If you have not had that, if you would like a list of things to discuss with your child, with your teenager, with your college age, or with the person who's just starting a job, I've got a list of bullet point items to have conversations about. It's not exhaustive, but it can be good groundwork for having those conversations.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, Peter, again, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Aaron. Thank you.
Hey everyone, Peter Rashan here. Hope you enjoy the content. As always, make sure that you like, subscribe, share the videos with others that may find this information helpful. And as always, you're welcome to be in touch or to submit questions or comments. You can comment below the video anything that you'd like to see or hear shared on our YouTube channel and in future videos. If you got a topic that you've been thinking about or is of concern for you financially, be sure to let us know. We'd love to help you by discussing it on the channel. So appreciate the continued views and the likes and the subscribes, the shares, the comments, always helpful. We look forward to getting you the information that you need.
This has been Planning Matters Radio.
The content of this radio show is provided for informational purposes only and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. You are encouraged to seek investment, tax, or legal advice from an independent professional advisor. Any investments and or investment strategies mentioned involve risk, including the possible loss of principal. Advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, a registered investment advisor.
Fiduciary duty extends solely to investment advisory advice and does not extend to other activities such as insurance or broker-dealer services. Advisory clients are charged a quarterly fee for assets under management, while insurance products pay a commission, which may result in a conflict of interest regarding compensation.